Welcome today to an interview series with outstanding professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an exclusive interview with Leon Strauss, President, 2010-2013 International Federation for Information Processing, or IFIP, Chair, International Advisory Board, IFIP World CIO Forum, or WCF, Chair, International Steering Committee, IFIP World IT Forum, or WITFOR, Senior IT Auditor, Netherlands Central Bank. Leon, thank you for coming in today to share your deep insights with the audience.
Thank you very much, Stephen, for the opportunity to talk to you again and to our audience. I'm sure we can address a few interesting topics and developments in the last 5-6 months about what IFIP is doing and what is planned for the next year and a half.
Leon, as IFIP president, can you overview IFIP and then describe what you hope to accomplish during your term of office?
Certainly. IFIP is an umbrella organization of national computer societies. And currently we have about 50-55 member societies, including a few regional ones. So we are covering 70 to 80 countries. The history of IFIP is based in the academic research environment, where colleagues from all over the world were sharing their progress with each other to advance the development of ICT technologies. This means that IFIP is organizing quite a lot of events every year, addressing state-of-the-art developments and sharing knowledge. In the meantime, we also have increased our activities in the application of ICT. So not only the development of technologies, but also the application of these technologies for several areas and for several, parts of the world. What I hope to accomplish during my term of office is to increase the accessibility of IFIP to other organizations. What I mean by that is that naturally we will cherish our historical constituency of National Computer Society, but given the rich knowledge that all the volunteers working in IFIP have, it would be beneficial for many parties to have more types of membership, to open up IFIP for societies that focus on a specific topic, not covering the whole range of ICT, but addressing specific areas, and perhaps even broader types of organizations. So that's one of my goals, to make it possible for new types of societies to join IFIP and to take the opportunity to share their information with us and vice versa. And I think that's a big challenge in itself, so I'm careful not to put myself into too many high ambitions.
That sounds fascinating and a great goal to have, to make IFIP more inclusive, and I know many groups would be interested in joining IFIP. Now, Leon, what are the biggest opportunities and challenges for IFIP?
Well, following directly from that ambition, the biggest opportunity that I see is to increase the enormous reach out we already have. If you take into account that the member societies of IFIP, they have an individual membership base of 800,000 to 900,000 individual professionals. Professionals working in industry, in academia, in research, in application, the whole range. If we can open up to additional groups, additional societies, that's an enormous opportunity for IFIP to make a difference, to seize the opportunity to define directions for research, to define directions for professionalism, which we will talk about later, I guess. And that's a wonderful opportunity. It also means that bodies like IFIP and its member societies would have a better profile in governments, where you have to look for funding and research programs. So it's also an opportunity for the members to reach out and to have a better profile to interesting parties. The biggest challenge will be to mobilize sufficient volunteers to keep our activity level at least on the level we have it today, but preferably to increase it. That's one of the biggest challenges of an organization like IFIP. We really depend on volunteers. We have 2.5 paid staff members, and that's it, for about 80 to 90 conferences we organize, 50 to 60 books we publish, etc. So that's really the downside, because every time there is an economic crisis, everyone has to cut back on resources, and then the volunteers will have less time, less opportunities to participate in work like we are doing. It's not only a problem for IFIP, it's a problem for all kinds of volunteer societies, but since I'm involved in IFIP, I'm directly, well, not suffering, but this is a challenge.
Leon, you already touched on this already, but perhaps you can get into more detail. How does IFIP benefit its member bodies, computing professionals, business and industry, governments, academia, society?
I'll try to address all of them specifically. If I look at our member bodies, the benefit of IFIP, of being a member of IFIP, is that you can share your experiences. All of our member societies face challenges similar to the ones I described, but also they have their own challenges on a national level or a regional level, and they may face challenges different from one another. So what they can do is talk to each other through a body like IFIP, saying we meet, we have virtually or physically, whatever form you want to choose, but we meet and we discuss experiences. Tell your colleagues what is it that you face and how do you meet the challenges. What kind of solutions have you tried, and which ones were successful and which ones weren't, and for what reason? So member bodies can benefit from IFIP in that way. The interesting part of benefits for member bodies is that by offering opportunities to meet to individual members of our member societies, it also becomes more attractive for people to become a member of an IFIP member society. So it's a layered structure. If IFIP makes it attractive for individual members to have discount or to have an opportunity to speak or other possibilities at our events, by saying you have to be a member of a member society, you can also help increasing the volunteer base of our member bodies themselves. That makes a swift transaction to the benefits for the computing professionals, because they also have the opportunity, by participating in our activities, by participating in our National Computer Society members, to share experiences, to learn from successes and failures by others. That includes developments like supporting initiatives to increase professionalism. If you talk about computing professionals, an important issue is to demonstrate a certain level of professionalism. I'm quite sure we will have the opportunity later on in the interview to go into more details about that one. So by sharing the approaches in different countries, you can also learn as a professional, okay, where is an opportunity for myself to improve my skills, to improve my profile and my position in the market. That makes a transition to the business and industry, because business and industry needs professionals. They need skilled and knowledgeable people. So by stimulating a number of the projects that IFIP and other colleagues are doing, there is an increase in the level of professionalism, in the level of skills, which is to the benefit of industry and businesses, because then they can deliver better products, reliable products, and with a social responsibility. Governments is an interesting different kind of body that IFIP is addressing. I think what we are trying to do at the moment is to reach out to governments in two ways. Well, I'm not saying easy one, but the more obvious one where you can help is towards developing countries. Governments of developing countries, they have to design and develop IT policies for their country. By, again, bringing knowledge from other countries, which they might not seek by themselves because of whatever sensitive reasons, a body like IFIP and its member societies is politically neutral. So we can simply share knowledge in a neutral way and say, look, this has been tried and worked, this hasn't been tried and can work, etc. So governments might benefit from that kind of knowledge as well, without being faced with sensitive national issues. Western governments, we try to address them by presenting the interests of our academic researchers, and by presenting the trends in that respect, saying to Western governments that they should keep investing in research, because the knowledge society needs skilled people and needs further research, even if it is not showing immediate results. And what you see nowadays, specifically in economic downtimes, governments are cutting back on all kinds of costs, including on research, and they're trying to establish key areas, and they may set the wrong key areas. So IFIP and its member societies can certainly contribute here as well in identifying key areas and helping governments to make their choices. So I think that's a whole list of things that IFIP can and its member societies can benefit, provide benefits. That academia we are mostly addressing by our events.
So that's an amazing list of contributions that IFIP is providing to wide sectors within society. Now, Leon, can you profile the IFIP World CIO Forum, or WCF, and your role with the WCF?
I'm happy to do that because this is our latest activity, our newest activity. Like I mentioned, the historic basis of IFIP is the academic research environment. Over the years, we have very much welcomed the business professionals, the IT professionals, and nowadays we are looking also on another level. We are also making our knowledge and our skills and our possibilities to share knowledge available to address the chief information officers in the world. So our colleagues from the Chinese Institute of Electronics, they have offered to host the first World CIO Forum under the auspices of IFIP. And IFIP gladly accepted that offer, which means that we have a new event. This is the first one, specifically aiming at CIOs. And this is a very interesting new event. We are looking at addressing the CIOs in a way that we can adjust, if necessary, also some of our other activities to assist CIOs in their decision-making, to see whether we can help providing a forum for the CIOs to, first of all, talk to each other. That's one of the main objectives. Provide a forum, a meeting place where CIOs of all kinds of companies and organizations, in size, in nature, in sector, they can talk to their colleagues and share experiences, see whether there are solutions for problems they haven't thought of, whether there are possibilities for joining efforts in whatever form. So this is a really unique opportunity to provide such a platform. And the colleagues from the organization, from the organizing committee, from the CIE, they have put a lot of effort in going around the world virtually and partly also physically to talk to a number of CIOs and asking them, what would you like to see us doing at this forum? What would you want us to present as a program and as opportunities to have smaller meetings, to have workshops, etc.? So that's how the World CIO Forum, which is taking place from the 1st to the 4th of November this year in Shenzhen, China, this is how the whole setup is now currently being developed. And what I've seen in terms of progress is that they will provide exactly this rich mixture of different groupings, different meetings. So it's not only having plenary sessions with some very good keynote speakers, but it's also smaller sessions where you have a more intimate, a more closed environment to share, perhaps even details you don't want to have spread out in a plenary session. And my role is reasonably limited. I'm chairing the advisory board, and I'm trying to encourage, first of all, the members of the advisory board to promote the event, both outside and inside, to also provide advice to the organizers and the program committees for topics, for speakers, for different types of contributions.
So can you get into maybe more detail about the vision, mission, and major goals of the WCF?
Yes. The mission of the CIO Forum is to increase IT use in business and society by bringing together the decision makers in that area, to build bridges between officials IT executives and professionals. I forgot to mention probably in my previous statement that it's not only the CIOs we would like to have attending the forum, it's also the professionals and the researchers, just to share the different perspectives, the different backgrounds, and by doing that, creating a better understanding of all these different worlds, if I may use that word. I mentioned already, which is the vision or a mission better, to increase cooperation and collaboration between CIOs. Very important, and that's an interesting opportunity by going to China to experience and discuss the different cultures. I've been talking to a number of CIOs here in the Netherlands, and they would be interested in sharing views on the cultural differences in doing business, in running your IT department, handling different environments. That's three or four of the main mission statements for the World Computer Forum, World CIO Forum.
So you've already talked about CIOs who'd be attending and also researchers. Are there other people that you would want to see attending at this event?
Yes, I forgot the government officials. What I have seen as a beneficial mixture of different backgrounds is decision makers like the CIOs, policy makers from government, and practitioners and researchers. So it's four types of participants that we would like to bring together in this forum.
Can you give some examples of some of the speakers?
That's one of the processes that is still going on. We have quite a few already, and to be honest, it's a mixture of, I think I've seen CIO of Austria. I've seen a few professors from universities addressing ICT issues that could be of interest to CIOs, and I've seen a number of CIOs on the list. I expect that this list will be enhanced very quickly, and I have to be honest, I have to confess this, I have to update this. I'm not aware of the confirmed keynotes at the moment. But I've seen a list which indicates it's the same mixture that we're looking for as participants. Also, the speakers are from academia, they are from business, they are CIOs, they are from government, and they are professionals.
Well, it's interesting. Has IFIP come up with a news release about this event, and did you get any endorsements within that news release?
Definitely, we have just distributed our newsletter this week, and we have an announcement which includes also an announcement of the official opening, the official launch of the CIO Forum, and there are some endorsements from CIO Mr. Haas, and there's quite a few endorsements already available, and I would like to refer the readers to check the IFIP website, www.ifip.org, and our latest newsletter on that.
Well, that's amazing, and I guess to set some context, you're mentioning Haas, so I understand he's one of the global CIOs for Sony.
He is, yes, and that's one of the indeed interesting things, because usually if people think about an ICT company, you don't think of Sony. Sony is an entertainment company, and in the perspective of most of the people. So it is indeed a mixture of different kinds of companies that are also promoting, endorsing the event and see a benefit in such a gathering.
Is there a website that they can go to, the audience, to get more information?
Yes, it's worldcioforum.com. There is the latest information. They will keep upgrading it, and I advise everyone to regularly look at this to see, and then there's also a whole display of the speakers, already too many to mention. But it's an interesting adventure anyway. An additional aspect of this forum is that the organizers will provide also business visits. So it's not only going to a conference and talk to each other. There's also visits planned to a number of companies in the environment of Shenzhen. And Shenzhen is one of the key cities in China for ICT developments and industry. So that's definitely an additional bonus for making this week available in your agenda and attending.
Now, Leon, are you able to give some examples of those serving on the technical committees and other committees and on the boards that are part of the World CIO Forum?
Yes, it's quite a few of the colleagues in IFIP, of course. But there's a list of companies. There's, of course, the organizational part is mainly well-respected and well-connected colleagues from China, high-level people from the CIA, high-level people from the ministries. It's formally supported by the Ministry of IT in China, which is a very important element. It means we have the full support. If you look at names in the advisory board and organizing committee, there's people from Australian Computer Society, from University of Vienna. We have Mr. Scheer from Scheer AG. We have a global director of research from Accenture. There is an executive director from the Stevens Institute of Electronics. People from GB Computers. So it's a very rich mixture of famous and well-connected names in industry, academics, and government. I don't think I can read out all the names because that would be a very long list, but it's including CEOs, CIOs, and that's an interesting element. It's also CEOs, not only CIOs. So, and that's, again, an interesting element of this event where you can reach out to the decision makers about ICT and ICT developments and needs. I'm seeing here Tata Consultancy, here are Honda Motors, I'm Sony, like we mentioned. So it's a very rich mixture of people in advisory committees and program committees and in the organizing committees.
Well, it sounds like a really rich set of people who are committed to this program. And you're talking also about global Fortune 100 companies, global Fortune 500 companies that are committed to supporting this event because it's so unique in terms of collaboration and more.
No, that's definitely one of the encouraging aspects of this first edition. It's really supported by high-level people and the fact that they are committed to support it and they are really genuine in their position on the value of the WCF. This gives us a very comfortable feeling that it will be of interest for all the parties that I mentioned and that there will be a rich program and an excellent opportunity to have a first edition of this WCF. And that provides a good starting point for the future.
You've already touched on this, but I guess we can just sort of summarize, you know, why should CIOs, senior vice presidents, vice presidents, CEOs, other senior executives, government leaders, industry leaders participate in the World CIO Forum?
I would like to summarize that in one sentence, to take the opportunity to talk to not only each other or their peers, but to talk to colleagues from different backgrounds, different disciplines, and different perspectives, because that is, in my view, needed when you have to lead as a CIO your IT departments or to advise your board about where to go with the ICT in your company.
Now, what about the future for the World CIO Forum?
Well, we like I said, we are very confident that this will be a successful first edition. And a successful first edition should be followed by next edition. So we definitely intend to make this a new event, which will happen regularly. We have to still discuss whether it would be annual, which is a big effort, so probably biannual. But we will also investigate options to cooperate with other groups. There are a lot of CIO networks in the world, CIO fora of individual memberships and they are also having events. So there's definitely an opportunity to not create dozens of new events, but to see where you can join forces and bring together the best of more than one world.
You know, I'm looking at this, and I see this sort of amazing initiative, which is being done and in partnership with IFIP under the auspices of IFIP. And I'm just thinking many years ago where the World Economic Forum started, and now it's a seminal event, and I can see this building up as well, a sort of the equivalent of a World Economic Forum, but really directed towards CIOs, government officials, industry leaders, academics specifically, but directed on the IT and computing side.
Well, if I go back to one of your first questions in terms of what's your ambition, this definitely would be an ambition to achieve with IFIP and partnering organizations.
Now, what are the vision, mission, and goals for the World IT Forum, or WITFOR?
Well, it's strangely as it may sound, it's more or less the same in terms of who do you want to bring together. The difference with a World CIO Forum or with a World Computer Congress that we also organize is that the World IT Forum is aiming at the application of IT in developing countries in a number of application areas like health, environment, education, agriculture. So it's really focusing on not the technological developments, but on the application of technology and systems in a way that they are really effective and beneficial for developing countries. And here again, we have the same approach like the WCF. We try to bring together, no, we don't try, we achieve in bringing together, because next year will be the fifth edition. We achieved in bringing together high-level government people, policymakers, up to the ministerial level, researchers who work on projects and still technology, but then in a way that it can be used in developing countries, business industry who have on the one side an interest and on the other side a contribution to make. So we have demonstrated through WITFOR in this goal that we can bring together these different backgrounds of people. And the vision of WITFOR is that we can continue to do this in different countries. Each time we go to a different region, a different country. And since developing countries benefit most from their direct neighbors as having the same types of infrastructures, the same types of problems, so we still have a good way to go and share this approach and knowledge in different parts of the world. Next year will be in India and New Delhi.
That sounds like an amazing opportunity. Now, there's this other program of IFIP called IP3, or the International Professional Practice Partnership Initiative. And so what are sort of your goals around this program called IP3, and does it tie in with the World Computing Congress in some way?
We have quite a few ambitions as IFIP. We've talked about my ambitions with IFIP, but IFIP itself has more ambitions, which will go beyond my term as a president. One of them is the strategic goal to promote professionalism in the world and to see what is needed to investigate what can be done about increasing the level of professionalism of ICT professionals. And there's quite a lot of things happening already in the world, certification programs, accreditation programs, and IFIP is, through its IP3 project, which is an instrumental project for achieving this goal, is trying to harmonize, well, harmonize is not the right word, it's trying to bring together a lot of these initiatives to make sure that there's as little confusion about all the approaches as possible. So we are definitely working very hard. The people in the IP3 project are working very hard to reach out to all our constituencies to make sure that professionalism is encouraged. Now, how does this link to our events? If you look at the World CIO Forum, we mentioned already that industry has a need for skilled and knowledgeable professionals. So there's a direct link between the increased the project about increasing professionalism and the needs of industry, which will be addressed in an event like the World CIO Forum. The same applies to the World IT Forum aiming at developing countries, where businesses in the Western world need skilled people. Businesses and also governments in the developing countries, they may even have a greater need for skilled people to make sure that they advance in their life style. So we will have definitely a large part of the programs which have a link to or a direct input from the professionalism project.
Do you have an update on the World Computer Congress and, you know, what's planned for it, how you see this being shaped out?
That's our third flagship event, and that's the one which is originally, historically, aiming at the technological advances, our World Computer Congress, which is planned for September 2012, the next one, in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. And as we regularly evaluate our activities, we also have looked at what do we want to achieve with the World Computer Congress. Naturally, we still want to keep presenting progress in technology and in the research in that area. But we have chosen a different approach for the event in 2012. We have decided to take as a theme putting the IT professional first, where we will address questions and issues like what is the impact, or has been the impact, of recent innovations in ICT technology? What has been the impact on society? What has been the impact on the IT professional? Second sub-theme is what is the risk? What are the, may I say, negative aspects of such innovations in terms of security, reliability, privacy? What is the danger of innovations to our society? And thirdly, what is needed to build professionals, to educate professionals, to train professionals to address these issues? What kind of professionals do we need to address these issues, to keep innovating in a way that we still move towards a secure and reliable information, or maybe I should say knowledge society? So again, also in this event, we will address professionalism and what is needed to ensure future good solutions and good innovations.
Well, we're down to our last question, and Leon, this is where I sort of turn the tables and sort of give you an open forum and a sort of an open kind of platform where you can talk about anything you wish. So I usually put it in this way. What questions did I miss that you thought should be asked, and then what would be your answers to those questions?
Well, that's an. I would prefer that you say what question would you like to ask. You should stop and saying what would be the answer. But no. One question I would like to ask is how can you contribute to the work that we do, that IFIP and its member societies do? What would be the trigger for you to become a volunteer? And that's one of the big challenges where I only have partly an answer and only a personal answer. My personal motivation to participate in this kind of volunteer activity, which does cost time, which does cost much of your free time, but it's very rewarding in terms of meeting a lot of colleagues, meeting a lot of peers from different backgrounds, from different countries, bringing in different perspectives to not only your work environment, but also your view on quite a few things in life to make it a little bit high profile. But I'm serious about that. It really is rewarding to put some time in activities like these within your members, within your national computer societies, within groups of IFIP or comparable societies. It's really good to do it for a while and learn from it and put some of your time to the society. So that would be one of my major questions, and I've started with that as one of the challenges of IFIP and likewise societies. Getting volunteers is one of the biggest challenges, and I would like to ask the question, besides the arguments that I mentioned, what would make you convinced that you should do it?
Well, that's a really fascinating question. I'm just sort of thinking about Gartner, and they came out with this sort of study and sort of this recommendation of what they call versatilis, and that is people who have business and industry knowledge and also have deep interpersonal skills and also have technical ability. And they were sort of defining what was required to kind of succeed in the future. And they were saying that one of the paths is to volunteer. It's one of the best ways to gain all sorts of insights to help progress in a person's career. And in one of the past interviews I did with one of the members on the Global Industry Council, which is part of IFIP, which has major corporations and industry leaders contained within it, one of the most famous people sitting on that council in a discussion I had with him indicated that he found that if you wanted to be a leader of a corporation, a major corporation, or be a leader in any kind of venture, whether it's government or business or industry, academia, he indicated, again, volunteerism was one of the best ways of doing it, because he said, if you can motivate volunteers, running any other organization would be very simple. And the skill sets learned, he said, would be a great value to just on that personal development side. But in addition to that, and sort of speaking to what you said, it's all about also making a contribution, making a difference, having an impact, whether it's in your local community, whether it's your local organization, whether it's at a national or international level. You're going to move society, you're going to move humanity forward, you're going to move the youth of the world forward. And I very much admire what you're doing, Leon. I mean, you've taken the mantle of leadership. You worked in a visionary capacity to inspire many, many people through all the activities that you're doing. So just amazing, amazing work.
Well, thank you. But and I can agree with the colleague from the GIC that you are quoting. It's definitely somebody else said that to me as well. If you can manage a group of volunteers, you can manage a group of employees much easier.
Well, Leon, you're just an amazing visionary, as I mentioned, and you're making an historical impact. You're a global impact, and I thank you for coming in today to share your time, wisdom, and accumulated deep insights with our audience.
It was entirely my pleasure, Stephen. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to reactions and volunteers and participants to our activities. I'm really excited about all the things that we have scheduled for the next year and a half. It's amazing the level of activity that the whole community undertakes, and I'm looking forward to continuing that at least for the next 50 years, because as you know, last year we celebrated our 50th anniversary, so we are looking forward to the next 50.
Well, thank you again, Leon, and of course the seminal event this year would be the World CIO Forum, which you talked about, and that's in China on November 1st to 4th, and I know that IFIP is encouraging everybody out there in the wider community, whether they're IT leaders, executives, government, industry leaders, experts, IT professionals, to participate, to volunteer, to get involved, and in particular to attend the IFIP World CIO Forum 2011.
I hope to see many of the listeners there, because I will be there, definitely.
I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and this concludes our exclusive interview with Leon Strauss, President, 2010 to 2013, the International Federation for Information Processing, or IFIP, Chair, the International Advisory Board, IFIP World CIO Forum, or WCF, Chair, International Steering Committee, World IT Forum, or WITFOR, Senior IT Auditor, Netherlands Central Bank.